Bruh, man, no, you did not eat all the Thanksgiving dinner, man.
Everything was hidden, too. Except for them raggedy ass pigs.
That's what he said. Yeah, I'm gonna do something, baby. I'm gonna handle it. Bruh, man. I mean, serious, man. You come up through here, you don't knock, you don't talk to me. I mean, you tell me, man. What are we supposed to eat? We hungry. What are we supposed to eat, bro, man? Huh? Are you crazy?
Nah, just hungry, Ma.
We just had a whole damn.
I'm about to go over Mom's house over on Fifth Street. Eat up some more. Y'all can roll if you want to.
Well, Brother Jeremy, thank you so much for calling in, man. I'm sorry that you went through that. But
hey, man. Hey, look where I'm at now telling you about it. So it's worth, you know.
Shout out the pod real quick so everybody else can fuck with it, man.
That's the Frocast every Friday on all DSPs, man. Me and my wife, Queen Germ, and my producer, Be Easy, man. You know, we on nappyafro.com. That's what we do, man.
Jeremy, I'm going to let you go before Jacqueline, because Jacqueline got about 8-9 things she got to Google. Yes.
All right. So,
hey, tell your wife I said hi.
I will. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me, Roy, man. Great show, man.
Respect, man. Thank you, pimp.
Thank you.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap gang, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You're now tuned into the longest running podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Hacksaw Jim Thuggin, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. the Duke of Dignity, and my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I'd like to have right now is for all you waffling, can't stick on topic, followers being bought as podcasters. Keep the noise down while I take my robe off. Show you what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. my cups runneth over, a.k.a. $3 is $3, a.k.a. a lot of crass with the devil class, a.k.a. my afro is my halo, and my favorite a.k.a.
your grade is your motherfucking grade.
And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader, or you can go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. We also have a voicemail that you can call in and leave a message. And that number is 347-201-2572. Leave voicemail, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon where you join for as little as a dollar and get behind the scenes exclusive content by going to nappyafro.club, and you get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon. Now, y'all know we took a week off, so we might have a couple of Patreons this week. We got Cobra Galaxy. We got Ruben Rivero. We got Choo Choo. We got Snazzy Flatulence. We got Jeffrey. And we got TV Stop Studios. So shout out to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all 6 of y'all, man. Thank y'all for y'all support. Thank y'all for becoming patrons. And y'all can be just like them and become a patron. Now, All the pandering is out of the way, Queen Germ. I got to ask you, how was your weeks?
Okay. So the last one is the one that I'm in is the one that I'm most thinking about. Mm-hmm. So the week prior, we went to see
Wakanda Forever. Save that for the TV section.
Okay, but we went to see that. So that was last Tuesday. This Tuesday, things have changed. I can't even really get it out. Like, I am still grieving a major loss right now. Okay, short version. I am an avid lottery player, but apparently not so much. I have been playing this number all week, and then Sunday comes, and I get frustrated with my family. I don't go play my number. And I use that time to say it's some self-reflection. I should not get so caught up in my emotions, so caught up in my anger, so caught up in my feelings that I don't do the things that I should have done, which would have been playing my number. And I lost out on the opportunity to have $5,000 of tax-free money because it would have been on a cash three. I would have had 10 $500 tickets, and I could have just cashed them in as I wanted to, didn't have to report anything, didn't have to pay any taxes. And here I am without that money right before the biggest shopping day for one of the biggest shoppers. So that hurts a lot. So lesson learned. I can't be mad. I can't be in my feelings because my feelings cloud my judgment, and my judgment cost me $5,000. So that's my week. That's my week. I'm still in mourning. So hopefully by the next time you hear my voice, y'all, I will be over it. But I definitely have learned a very expensive lesson. King Jerm, how was your week while you over there playing around?
Well, I mean, my week was normal. Let's just go ahead and get to what the people wanted to hear. Last time we left, Tom Brown, you know, it's Coach Jerm update. Last time we left, y'all, Tom Brown Gladiators was headed to the championship game to face off against the Levy Titans. Now, y'all know how I feel about Levy. I'm not going to hold no punches. I'm not going to sit here and act like I care about them guys or whatever. Hell no, I don't. So, we had practice. We're going, you know, last time y'all talked, we just had our last practice. And so, we're going to Wednesday night. We're feeling pretty good about myself. I even slept good Tuesday night. Something I felt like, you know what? This is a good sign. I was able to get some sleep last night. Good sign. Game day goes on as planned. No snitches. I mean, no snags or nothing like that. No parents calling me saying this ain't going to happen. Everything's perfect. Nothing is in the way. Nobody left their pants at home. Nobody left their fucking helmet. Nothing. Get the game night. You know, we come out. You know, I'm feeling good. I'm amped up. First play, they kick off to us. We run that motherfucker back almost to the damn 3-yard line. Then a flag comes after the kickoff, we get a flag before we even run our first play. He said, our center picked up the ball. Okay, cool. They move us back 5 yards. Bam, we run it in on next play. Stop them. We kick off to them. We stop them. So then next thing I notice, flags start coming from everywhere. Just for us. Every time we make a big play, flag. Every time something happened, flag. So many flags, they got back in the game. They tied it up 7-7. And the score stayed 7-7 the whole game till we got to the fourth quarter. 2 minutes left. We just stopped them. We get the ball back. And so we call a couple plays. When our main star, he makes a nice play. He runs that motherfucker down to the 2-yard line. But you guessed it, a flag comes out. So then, you know, we run some more plays, and we get down to about 11 seconds left. We run a play. We get all the way down to like 3-5-yard line. We run out of time. Game goes to overtime. And in overtime, we start the ball at the 10-yard line. You get 4 plays, you get in the end zone. So it's fourth down. They got the ball first. It's fourth down. They run like a little sweep to the outside. Motherfucker gets knocked out about the 1-yard line, but the referee throws up the touchdown. Now, everybody in the motherfucking stadium was looking like, yo, that nigga was short. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. They get the extra point. You know what I'm saying? We get the ball. We score. Then we go for an extra point to tie it up. We get in there. What do you know? Okay. Motherfucking flag come out. So, I lose my shit at that point. I'm talking about, I'm super emotional. I'm fucking going crazy. They put us back 5 more yards or 10 yards. They call holding, so it went back to 8 to 10 yards. So we had to make a play from the 13. We ain't get it. Game over. They win 14-13. And I just lost my motherfucking mind. I mean, I was just like, yo, this is my last game. I might as well show my fucking ass. And I did. I gave everybody what they came for. I showed up. And you know, and I was just, you know, talking shit to the ref. I almost was about to go swing on that referee. You know what I'm saying? But I said, you know what? Keep yourself in check. This is not, don't do this. You know, it's already bad enough the referees want to rob these children. And I just, it hurt. Like, I ain't going to front. It hurt. It hurt bad. It hurt bad. Because just to see the way it went down and how it went down, it just, I couldn't stomach it. You know what I'm saying? I stayed up that whole night after the game. Could not sleep. Could not sleep. Sick to my stomach. Robbed. And the way they did it, and it was just like, because this was, we were supposed to have that ending that, nah, we won that game. We scored two touchdowns. They took off the board. They only scored one touchdown in regulation and the one in overtime. We scored one in overtime and two in regulation. They took back. So we won that game three fucking times, but they stole it from us three motherfucking times. So, yeah, that's how the season ended. Tom Brown Gladiators, second place. You know, the coaches was like, hey, we got to do something. Nigga, ain't nothing we can do. Game over. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's a like, they're not going to reward us the championship. They're not going to, you know, this just how what happens.
I mean, because if they fought that hard to get it, there's nobody going to give it to them because they were working on the inside.
So it was, I'm not going to say that, but the referees definitely, I don't know.
The game was fixed.
The game was, it was fucked up. Like, and, you know what I'm saying? And just sitting here talking like about it. Just sitting here talking about it's turning my stomach again. So
let's move on into the South London.
I mean, we can move on to. I mean, I'm just giving the people that stick around all year for all the Coach Germ updates. Sorry that it wasn't how I wanted it to be, but you know, the referees actually stole this game. I'm not gonna sit here and make excuses and say, oh, we were. Nah, if you saw it, you saw. Even I mean, like everybody that was watching was like, damn, that's messed up how they did y'all. That's messed up. Like, everybody said that. It wasn't like, you know, even when I was talking to the other coach after the game, he kind of did his little, like, damn. You know what I'm saying? He even was like that. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. I mean, you know, the evil empire wins again. And that's the end of my coaching career. That's the way it ends like that. So, I get to hang my hat. A lot of kids coached. You know, a lot of people coach never win. You know what I'm saying? Never win championships. Never do none of that. I did that. I built a program from the ground up and won a championship with it, a couple, and competed for more. But it was just great to be a part of it. And, you know, that's just how it go, man. That's just how the story is, man. And, I mean, I wouldn't trade it for the world. Now, I would trade that ending because it shouldn't have went down like that. But, you know, that's the life of a coach. Can't win them all, bro. Can't win them all.
Especially when you're playing the ref and the other team.
Yeah. But, I mean, we had a hell of a ride, though. Hell of a ride. Hell of a ride. And, you know, like I said, I know the team, Tom Brown, is in good hands now. You know, I can walk away knowing that somebody that actually care about the history is there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just not going to get handed to some schmuck and then the name just going to get, you know, a couple years. It's going to be forgotten. You know what I'm saying? So. Hopefully he'll hold on for at least 5, 6, 7 years. You know what I'm saying? That way it could be, I can rest knowing that Tom Brown is good hands.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Before the next dad come in there and fuck up everything. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta stay for quality control.
No, I'm not. I can't. Because it's like I said, it's the system. I wouldn't mind doing
it. But you can't change anything from the outside.
Exactly. Saying. I can't change it from my side either. Shit.
You got to keep on plugging it.
Like the lady said, you can change. She said, we take applications for referees if you have such a problem. So maybe you could do it.
I can't be a no referee.
Why not?
Child, because I don't know enough about the rules.
You can learn it. That shit. The referees don't know nothing about the goddamn rules. I mean, they sitting there making up shit during the fucking game. Goddamn, like, you going to tell me early in the game, oh, punt's not live, and then when it's time for us to punt, punt's live. Hold up now. If they went live earlier, they can't be live now.
Hey.
Y'all gave them their little non-challenge punt, but you going to let them send the guys on? I said, yo, it is what it is. They broke the rule book out for us, but when they did it, it wasn't no breaking of the rule book out. I ain't never seen them niggas break out a rule book at the game like that before. That was the first time I ever seen that many fucking rules we done argued. Now this nigga just so happens to have a rule book on him. Wow, nigga. Shit was amazing. But shout out to them. You know, it is what it is, bro.
It is what it is.
So, let's go ahead and get to this outline. Y'all know how we do it around here. First thing we talk about is what's on the timeline. What's on the timeline is where we talk about the article or the person or whatever the story is dominating our timeline. And this week right here, the story that's dominating our timeline is Shanquella Robinson. Now, y'all know who she is. And if you don't know who she is, go fucking Google. But I'll give you a short little synopsis. Shanquella Robinson was a young African-American woman. Her and a group of her people she knew. I'm not going to call them their friends because friends don't do what the fuck they did. They traveled from, I guess, North Carolina to Cabo. It's in Mexico. And during the stay there, now, they was only there for less than 2 days.
Before she died.
Before she, the ambulance had to be called to the little Airbnb or the villa they was at. And they thought she had alcohol poisoning. Next thing you know, she passed away. They all come back, leave her there. And then, you know what I'm saying, they finally get the body back. The parents get the body back, and, you know, they thinking that their daughter died from alcohol poisoning. They start seeing lumps on her head, busted lips, swollen eye. And then they get an ME report undone, and come to find out she had a broken neck and spinal cord been damaged and all this stuff. Something that's not typical with alcohol poisoning, you know what I'm saying? So then the family starts doing digging. And once they find out, you know, they said the friends was coming by the house, you know, every day up until that ME report came back. And when they found out it was this, and, you know, it was something that they lied about. I'm going to call y'all liars. Now they ghosts. They heard from them and nothing. Now, stories going around, the woman had between $6,000 to $10,000 on her that never returned. There was a video showing one of the friends and her fighting, and she was butt naked, and the friend had clothes on, and somebody recorded telling Shanquella to fight back, and why you not fighting back, and all this stuff. And
I mean, how stupid are you to even record something that ends in that type of manner?
Listen, people these days are so quick to record, indict themselves with these phones. But I'm glad they did in this case.
I mean, in this case, yes.
I'm glad they did, because first, the Mexican authorities said it's alcohol poisoning. Get back here to the States. Not the same. So now, FBI is involved. All these videos. You got a couple of the people claiming, you know, I wasn't there when this happened and this and that. And all these friends, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, a couple of them making videos just making themselves look bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
you need to stay off the internet.
But, yeah, exactly. And so the FBI is on the case. And now, the Mexican authorities are saying they're going to give at least whoever is in, if not all of them, will be getting sentenced to 40 to 60 years in a Mexican prison. So your ass not going to no United States prison, bitch. You did this shit on they soil. So now you're going to have to live by they rules. So, yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah, it's fucked up in this situation.
Because first and foremost, you could have probably, that girl, if she didn't want to physically fight someone, that tell you right there she was not that type of person. Or she was not in the state of mind in which she would fight. So if she did drink and whatever you did, she was so, you know, feeling at ease to where she didn't even want to have a physical altercation with you. Why, if you needed some money or wanted some money, you got to beat somebody out of some money so bad to where you got to take them to a whole other country and kill them? Like, thank that's you. Sick. First of all,
you could have robbed me in the United States.
Thank you.
And I still could have been alive.
Thank you. And you could have, and might have been able to get the money. I might have just knew I wasn't going to fuck with you no more.
Yep.
And you, it wouldn't have been no authorities called or anything. You would have just been able to ride out with the money. But you done did something. I mean, like, how desperate do you get $10,000, $5,000, whatever number, ain't even going to change your life.
Thank you.
To say, I'm going to kill somebody who's supposed to be my friend, and then I'm going to go to prison in a foreign country. For what? For five or six. And then that means y'all had to split the money if you did it together thank for a reason. You. So that means y'all ain't got nothing but a shoe. A pair of shoes?
$1,000. That barely got your ass home from thank the goddamn you. Cabo or wherever the fuck it was. I think it was Cabo. And that's on the other side. That's on the western side of Mexico. Yeah, so this is a very unfortunate situation. Yeah. But I hope, you know, this young woman's death doesn't go in vain. I hope someone learns a lesson from this, because people are quick to call people their friends and go places with people. Like, yo, I couldn't imagine being out with my friends and some shit happened to me and they just left me there. That shit would, I mean, what kind of friend is you? If you just leave me somewhere, like,
and my thing is, you done stole a woman money. You gotta have money to stay there another day.
Dog.
I mean, shit. Like, what are we doing? You done stole the money, you done come back. Then what do you do when you come back to the U.S.?
They all put their pages on private and, you know, because people on their ass. The internet, the social media detectives, they on their ass. Like, and I hope she gets justice because this ain't right.
I think she will because it's gotten enough press.
Because that little petito, that white girl, like, black people demanded, like, yo, we want that same fucking energy that y'all had with this little girl that ran off with her boyfriend. And I was just like, yo, what the fuck? I'm thinking she's somebody famous or some shit, but she's just a regular little white girl that got it. So I need that same energy with this sister. Please. So we need to stay diligent and make sure she gets justice and hold these people responsible because I just like.
I mean, if it don't come but one way or the other, if the government don't do it, the streets will do it. Because trust and believe, at this point, what I have seen of what family she come from, it's going to get dealt with. So the courts better be the first ones to deal with it.
I'm not saying her daddy a drug dealer, but I'm saying her daddy a drug dealer. I'm just going to put it out there.
So therefore, since he got his ear to the streets, we know that
that's his streets, words, not ours. His ear to the streets.
The streets.
This nigga had a Fila jumpsuit on with a gold chain.
2022.
Yes. Like, this nigga a drug dealer. But yeah, so I hope the sister gets justice. Internet detectives stay detecting. And if y'all people did this to her, y'all don't deserve any justice at all. Nothing. No empathy. None of that. Because y'all didn't show her any.
None.
Like, none.
And the thing is, you had to have some dealings in it, knowledge of some kind, because if somebody, like, it's just like somebody did something to her, stole her money, killed her. Do you really think I would not have said that first time, as soon as I got back over here? Oh, it was horrible. We had this going on. We had that going on. We were trying to fight so-and-so off of her. And the person came in, they stole the money. Like, you didn't come and tell nothing. So that means that you were a part of the cover-up.
Hey, you are an accessory. You're part of the cover-up. Because if you ain't had nothing to do with it, shit would have been let right then and there. You wouldn't have. Y'all came back to the family. All y'all told the same story. And all of it was a lie. So now all y'all guilty.
Yeah.
Simple as that. One of y'all could have been like, now y'all know it ain't go down like that. Y'all know it ain't go down like that.
Or even if you didn't want to expose them in front of their face, you could have came back to the mama house. Double back. Say, hey, ma'am, I know they just said da-da-da-da, but that's not how that thing went. Then you can go on record for being honest if you had such a conscience. But if that ain't what it was, then, I mean, and the thing about it is, we as a people, like, just got to do better. Like, the shit is not cool. Like, every time you turn around, it's some type of foolishness going on. Like, you did not have to take that woman to a whole nother country to rob and kill her. And then why would you, I mean, record beating up on somebody who's supposed to be your friend naked? Like, that had no purpose. Like, what would be the reason why you needed to record that?
It baffles me that what they did and the way they handling it, it's crazy.
I mean, it's sick because a lot of these kids, they watch this old crazy stuff. Everybody want to be fighting and acting like animals. But it's a sick thing. Yeah, I mean, it's a sick thing because you're recording somebody. Nobody's intervening. You beating up on this young lady who's supposed to be your friend. She did nothing. Even, like, to me, it's nothing she could have done that made you turn on her in a foreign land. Like, if you mad with me, okay, you won't fuck with me for the next couple of days. We go back to the States. Don't talk to me. Don't call my phone. Block her on all social medias, whatever. It's no reason for you to have to put your hands on this girl and kill her. Like, even if you slapped her face, even if you got physical with her, there was no reason for you to be bashing her head or doing whatever to break bones in her body for us to come back and it be a thing. Like, I just can't stand it. And somebody's child is gone because somebody else's child decided to be an asshole. Because out of all of them, nobody decided that it was too much. Oh, until y'all realize the girl was actually dead at this point. Now we're going to leave her alone. That's just disgusting.
They probably was talking, get up. You all right? Ain't nothing wrong with you.
Yeah, and she actually did.
My fucking neck is broken. Something is wrong with me.
So it's just, we got to be more careful. We got to make sure that we take care of the people that we say we care for. If you ain't friends with them, just let them know that you ain't their friend. Because that's easy. Like, I ain't going on no trip with you. We ain't cool like that. Whatever the situation is. But then she could have easily been the person funding the whole operation. Probably helping was. Helping the other people get on the trip, and you done helped pay for their shit. Now you a target. Mm. Oh, she actually paid for us? She actually did this? She actually did that? Now y'all trying to see what's in her pocketbook. I don't understand it. So, gotta be more careful. I know that she will get justice. I just hope it don't take too long.
So all y'all young people out there, be careful who y'all calling y'all friends. Be careful who y'all riding around with, who y'all doing dirt with. Because these motherfuckers might not have the best intentions of you, for you, none of that stuff. So please be careful, because this could easily happen to you. Stop going out of town with these people that you barely know. People, yo, it's a friend of a friend. Well, I need to meet this friend before we go the fuck out of town. Because fuck this shit. Because this is too much jealousy and hate in the world. And, you know, it's sad because this is a us problem. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the government can show us they don't give a fuck. Like, if we don't make a stink about this, they'll sweep this fucking under the rug.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, they like, oh, I mean, well, she probably was out there, child, you know, whatever. They'll make some kind of excuse. But we cannot let them just sit back and not let them investigate this to the full potential. So, please, give, what's the word I'm looking for? Justice for Ms. Robinson is important. And like I said, y'all youth, take this as a lesson. It could be you. It could happen to anybody.
And then the thing is also, you got to be careful with the substances you use when you go someplace.
Yes.
Because I ain't saying that the girl was in the wrong, because you deserve to have fun. You deserve to do what you're doing when you're on vacation. You deserve it. That's what you're there for. All I'm saying is be mindful of what else is going on around you, because some people are waiting to take advantage of you when you might be slightly impaired. Mm-hmm. And when you don't know the crowd that well, you got to be very careful of what you do. And that's just the biggest thing about it, whether you out of town, in town, out of the country, whatever. People is shitty. And that's the facts. People be lurking, and they watching what you're doing. They trying to figure out how you got this, that, and the third, and they don't have it. People are jealous. You can't allow nobody to be in your space. If they show one sign of them being some fucked up type of person, leave them alone.
Yep. And that's who they are. That's who they are. Well, that's all for what's on the timeline. We're not going to bring the mood down. We're going to try to bring the spirit back. But like
lift
I said,
it back up.
Yeah, we're trying to lift the spirit back up. You know, we have to. The spirit moves us when we do this show. So I got to ask you, Queen Jern. Let's say you have a baby by somebody, right?
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yeah, but y'all not together. Me and you together. Child support.
Oh, okay.
You getting $4,000 in child support a month for two kids. Is that enough to make it?
For two kids?
For two kids.
No.
That ain't enough.
$4,000.
$4,000 a month.
That's laughable. That's $2,000 per kid.
A month.
Do you realize that's only $48,000?
48 grand to take care of some kids a year? That's a lot of fucking money.
A lot of fucking money for who? Like, do you know what kind of kids these are? Like,
kids. They're kids. They're two arms, two legs. Kids.
Okay. I mean, but 48...
might not even be 7 years old at the oldest.
That means they take a lot. They require a lot. These kids are going playing piano lessons. You got to buy things, the cleats for the football players. You got to make sure that they're getting the yearly checkups. You got to get teeth every
$48,000 is enough to take care of all that.
You got to get clothes. You got to pay for housing. You got to pay for travel. You got to pay for cars. What? You got to pay for all of these things. So what are you talking about? We got to pay for school pictures. We got to pay for daycare. It's just so much stuff. $4,000 is not going to cut it.
$4,000 a month is plenty.
How? The mortgage is more than $1,000, so why would I say $4,000 is enough?
Okay, so
you got a light bill, you got a car note, you got
oh my bad, I said this is child support, not life support.
Okay, well that is child support because child supporting has the kids, right?
Okay, yeah. So where does your income come in? This
it doesn't have to because
shit,
we was together, right? We was together when we had these children.
Again, I'm giving you $4,000 a month in child support.
Two kids. That's stretching it far. I'm stretching it far. If your kids got a place to stay, they got transportation, they got childcare, we ain't even ate yet, nigga. We got food.
Okay. Again. Your income comes into play also. I'm giving you 48 grand a year to take care of the kids.
And you think that's doable?
Yes.
That's laughable, friend.
Do you know it's people to take care of whole households for $48,000?
I hate to be them.
Oh, well, but they're making it happen. So, I'm giving you 48 just for the kids. That's not your check. That's not nothing coming out of your check. This is an extra $48,000
you got. What if she don't have no check? Do you know that she has a check?
Well, in America, as an adult, you don't need the kids then if you don't got no job. I take the kid. If I can afford to pay 48 grand a year for the children and you can't afford and you don't have no money, you don't deserve to have the fucking kids then. Simple as that.
But see, that's the thing. Half the time, the niggas don't want the churn. So if you don't want the kids, then you got to pay for somebody else to keep the churn. Well, how you think somebody going to keep your churn for free?
Again.
You going to put them in an orphanage?
I'm giving you $48,000. That's enough to cover daycare, all that shit.
If you want the kids to not live the best life.
The best life?
I mean, you got to think about long term.
So I'm trying to think how old these kids are. These kids are, one is like one, and the other one
That's the reason why the mama ain't got no income, because she had the house with the churn. She's trying to take care of her kids. Having real quality time. Making memories. Those types of things.
So these kids are under 5 years old.
Both of them.
$48,000. Yes. $48,000 is plenty of money to take care of these small kids. These kids not in piano lessons or none of that shit. All right. So, that's null and void. Yes. $4,000 is plenty. I don't give a fuck who the kids are. I don't care if these kids are 13 years old. $48,000 is enough money. Nigga, stay nice clothes. 48 grand extra? Man, stop. Bro. 4 grand a month for kids?
But if the mortgage is $1,500.
I'm not paying the mortgage. I'm paying child support. Do you not understand that?
But the children need to have a place to stay.
Okay, well, stay in something that you live within $4,000. Okay? Like, damn, if you're going to take, you can get a nice-ass house for under 4 grand a month. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Okay, it's $1,500.
Now you ain't got to worry about no house. $4,000 a month. That's since you want to stay in the house, that's $3,000-some a month.
I said, I'm not. I said, the house is $1,500 for the mortgage.
Okay, so now you got an extra $2,500.
It's not extra. You got to still pay a light bill.
Now you got...
You got at least $300.
Okay, fine. Now you still got $2,200.
Okay, so you got other things that you got to pay for. So you got to pay for food. You got to pay for your car note.
These are babies now. They can suck on your fucking titty and eat.
No.
They don't need goddamn food.
One in five.
I said less, younger than five.
Okay, whatever. Still, that's not what we're doing over here. So you got to have food. You got to have transportation.
$500 a month.
You got to have insurance.
You don't have to have insurance.
You need to have insurance. You got young kids. They get into stuff all the time.
Again. All that could be covered with $4,000 a month.
Barely. So that means I can't even go and see my family if we don't live in the same city.
That's a you problem. You have to get some money. I'm not covering trips and shit like that. What are we talking about here?
I should be able to go and see my family.
I should be able. What? That don't make no. I should be able to not have to pay nothing.
My kids, they have to be able to see their family.
Again.
What about when they got to come see you? Do you live in the same city with the children?
Sure, I live in the same city. We all live in the same city.
So are you coming to see these kids?
I got visitations every weekend, whatever the little thing is. Yes, I got all that.
So why are you mad about paying the $4,000 then?
Why is $4,000?
I mean, clearly the courts have decided that $4,000 is something that you ain't hurting for. So you can bump that up to eight.
But again, no, I'm not bumping up nothing. Four is the max. You ain't getting no more than that.
Why not?
That's too much.
It sounds as if you're bitter.
I am not bitter. I have never paid one dime of child support, so I cannot be bitter. Secondly, 4 grand a month for a kid is a lot of damn money.
You said two kids. That's $2,000
a kid. $2,000 a month for a kid is a lot. A kid cannot...
That's $500 a week. Like, what is that?
A kid can't spend $500 a week?
We've already broken it down. We're paying $1,500 a month for mortgage.
Fine. Look, again, that shouldn't be something that comes out of... That's not my problem. You know what I'm saying? You can live Section 8 for all I give a damn.
I don't
care. I shouldn't be paying your rent, your mortgage, whatever it is. And then mortgage? Nigga, no, you need to be getting something rented. You can't own shit off my... Because that's my motherfucking money.
Because that means that in these 18 years that you're paying for the insurance, then I can have me a house and I can have somebody else.
4,000 times 18.
Well, you're going to need to say 4,000 times 12 times 18.
What?
Because this, I mean, if anything, you saying 18 times 48.
So 48 times 18.
48 times 18 is 864.
So that's $864,000. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you almost $1 million. It got to be more than that.
No.
48,000?
48,000 times 18 is 864,000.
10 and... Oh, okay. 10 that's years. That's
for 1 year.
I got it. Okay.
That's for the 18 years of the child life.
Okay, so you're paying almost $1 million in child. Man, that's fucking ridiculous, man.
It's not. Clearly the courts have done their calculations and they know that you can afford it. So you probably can afford more
these
than
antiquated
that.
Laws, we need to change this shit.
Because it ain't fair. Want to take care of their kids, fair. It'll be fine.
It's not fair that women don't want to pay no fucking bills, but then as soon as it's divorced, they won't have. They don't want to split shit until it's time to get away. And all this child support shit, we need to go back and change these antiquated rules. We got to change these rules.
How the kids going to get taken care of then?
They can find a way to get taken care of that doesn't require you spending all of that fucking money. Like, that doesn't make fucking sense. Why are you giving one girl $17 a month, but you giving another girl goddamn $17,000 a month? Doesn't make fucking sense. He's still a kid. You know, so just because I make more money don't mean I should pay more money. Like, that's ridiculous. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
They
got to
get the money from somewhere. So where the money going to come from? It's coming out of the sky.
It's child support, not life support.
It is.
Child support is like, you got to have a job. They should make it say, hey, you can only buy shit for the kid with this.
No, that doesn't make sense. Because, I mean, even still, the kid
you have to have somewhere to live, right? You have to have somewhere to live, right?
And the child got
to
have somewhere to
live. Regardless if you got a child or not. So you paying your fucking rent, not me. I'm taking care of the babies. I'm like, yo, I can't be paying your rent. I'm sorry.
That's your child's rent.
Yeah. No, the child don't pay no fucking rent. He's 18. He has to stay with his mother. So that means you have to keep a place for him to live.
And we have to keep a place for him to
live. No. You're the custodial parent.
And
you
going to help.
Have to,
and you going to help because you're going to feed him. You're going to do all of the stuff that I need you to do. That's why you need to be careful with your damn dick.
Damn sure.
Y'all
right.
Run around here skeeting and folk. Then you don't know what you're going to get up. So pay the money and stop playing these games.
I feel sorry for y'all niggas out there.
Ain't nobody shucking and jiving with y'all.
Child support, especially if you got a bitter baby mama that don't want to fucking work and just
even
live
if she,
off
even
your
if she won't work, why we can't have more? Why we can't have better? Because clearly, if the people did the calculation and they say for two kids you got to pay $4,000
more and better, is contingent on you being with me. So you don't want to be with me no more. You don't get the more and better. You get
what you got
exactly. That's
I'm gonna get this $4,000.
I mean, that's fucked up, but you know, I'm glad. Hey, shout out to all y'all out there that's doing.
I mean, you done got to wait for it anyway because your turn grown now.
What you mean?
If I stood
in the paint.
I mean, you was all right, but I'm just saying that if you was to leave, we was to part ways. You ain't had to worry about that now.
I wasn't gonna worry about it then.
Oh, really? You was just not gonna pay?
No, I was gonna be there.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're saying.
I would have been like, nah. We arguing tooth and nail about this. I'm like, nah. Mm-mm. She don't need my money. She playing games.
Really? That's what we going to do?
I'd be like, I will send my kids their money. I'll put it in an account for them. She can't touch shit.
Oh, that's what we doing.
That's what I would have did. But luckily, you didn't have to see that side of me.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't. Because I might have had to hurt you.
Would you to get a pep talk from a kid?
No. A kid can't tell me nothing. Now, I can listen to a kid sing a little cute song or some shit, but you talking about a pep talk like, you can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You rock. Yeah. Go, mom.
Yes.
Go. No.
So I
got to be real down in the dumps.
So I was reading an article.
Listen to some churn.
And in this article, it said, being adult in 2022 is stressful. There's a lot going on in and around our lives, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed by it all. If you're finding yourself in such a state, you might be due for a pep talk. Specifically, a pep talk from a kindergartner. Pep talk is a hotline started by Ashera Weiss and Jessica Martin, art teachers at Westside Elementary in Healdsburg, California. They were impressed by the resilience their students showed through negative events like the pandemic and California wildfires. They work with those students to record positive messages for people who need a little boost in their day. It is as durable as it sounds. So you start dialing the hotline. The number is 707-873-7862. You're greeted by a cheery message. It says, hi, welcome to Pep Talk, a public art project by Westside School. From there, you'll hear different pep talk options depending on your current mood. It say like press 1 if you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous. Press 2 if you need words of encouragement or life advice from a kindergarten. Press 3 if you need a pep talk from kindergartners. And press 4 if you need to hear kids laughing with delight. Press 5 for encouragements in Spanish. Press 6 to hear how awesome you look. Press 7 for bonus pep talks. So, Queen Jordan, they give you plenty of options. Are you interested now? Is that something you would call one day you're feeling? No. Like that day where you didn't play your number. Would you would have called these
I wouldn't have called no kids because the kid don't have no clue as to what I'm talking about. I'm over here mad as fuck. And you're going to be telling me, oh, yeah, it's rainbows and lollipops. And
you want to call him right now to see what kind of pep talk we can get?
See what we can get.
Let's see what we can get.
See where the kid is going.
What mood are we in? Let's see.
Give us a little pick-me-up.
Let's see what we can get.
Hi, welcome to Pep Talk, a public art project by West Side School.
Bienvenidos a Pep Talk, un proyecto creado por los estudiantes de Westside School.
Para un mensaje feliz, presiona 5.
Please listen to the following options for encouraging messages. If you're feeling mad, frustrated, or nervous, press 1. If you need words of encouragement and life advice, press 2.
Let's go for life advice.
If you need Pep Talk, be grateful for yourself. Dude, live it up. Be you. I trust that you can make things work. Be happy. Try it again. Believe in yourself. If you're feeling up high and unbalanced, think of groundhog. It's okay to be different.
Always stay together.
Don't give up, power through. We already like you.
Aww.
Never give up. The world is a better place.
Oh, they're still going, though. Everyone is.
Well, I gotta say.
They made you feel good on the inside.
They made me feel a little bit better.
Mm.
Just hear the youth.
Yeah.
I don't know if I was really upset. Would that have calmed me down? I would have hung up and started cussing the little kids out. Like, shut the fuck up, little motherfucker. You don't know what the fuck going on in my life.
I'm glad it's a recording. So yes. The turn don't have to interact with the grown people.
Yes, because I'm pretty sure there's some mean adults out there.
And some sick ones.
Turn these kids into criers. Because, like I said, it worked on me, I guess. The little pep talk. You know, it helped me. It's gonna help me finish this show strong. You know what I'm saying? Thanks to the kindergartners at Westside High School. You know what I'm saying?
I hope Westside Elementary, but
Westside Elementary. I'm sorry.
Help us.
So, if you're feeling down in the dumps or you need a little bit of encouragement, just call that number again. That number is 707-873-7862, and get some words of encouragement from the little kids at Westside Elementary. Aww. Feel good story.
Mm-hmm. Only on
NappyAfro.com. Only on NappyAfro.com, man. Come on, man.
All kinds of feel.
You get all kinds of bullshit over here at the Frocast, man. Look at that, man. We're enlightening the people. We're making people feel good. I mean, it's a great thing. Speaking of great, Thanksgiving is right around the corner. And what I mean right around the corner at the time of this recording is Tuesday. Thanksgiving is on Thursday. So, Queen Germ, I got to know, who's not invited to Thanksgiving? Because it's always somebody that's not invited. Who's not invited?
I mean, I don't have nobody that I would say is not invited. Thanksgiving is a time where you're supposed to have everybody over. Now, who's not invited to cook? That would be more of a thing that I would be concerned about. Anybody who can't cook, obviously, they're going to do the sodas and the paper goods. But as far as somebody can't come, I mean, I would say somebody who steals, somebody that's on drugs, somebody that's a whore.
Talk about it.
Might not be the right type of people to be around your people, but as far as someone that
somebody that stole your man.
I mean, or woman.
Somebody that stole your woman.
Or stole your wallet.
Stole your wallet, stole anything. No thieves. No thieving of property, people, none of that.
Any of that.
No drug addicts. I mean, if you are a drug addict, you can eat, but we're going to fix your plate for you, and you're going to sit down in one spot. And you can't be roaming the house.
Don't move.
Yes.
If you got to go to the bathroom.
You need to eat. Your nose running. You need to get you something to eat. I know you was out in the streets running around like a polecat the week before. But, yeah. So all fiends, you can't come to Thanksgiving. So fiends, thieves. If you got niggas looking for you, you can't be coming to the house. If you didn't got into some trouble, don't be bringing your drama to Big Mama house. Now niggas done sprayed up the house and shot up the house. Everybody look, got Big Mama big ass on the floor trying to dodge bullets. Really? Yeah, you know she got a bad hip. You know what I'm saying? Who else? If you got, hey, look, man, look, if you got baby mama drama,
Leave them people where they
at. Leave where they at, man. Don't go showing up at your baby. You know there are people I'm like. You can get jumped by her uncles and her brothers and shit, her daddy or whatever. Don't go over to people's house. You just see your kids another day. Who else ain't invited? Nigga, if you trying to get back in your kids' life, Thanksgiving ain't the time to try to do. No, nigga. You do that on your own time. We trying to eat over here. You know what I'm saying? Don't be bringing your bullshit over here, nigga. Like, we trying to eat. All right? You get reunited next week between now and Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Or you do it before Thanksgiving. Do not bring your ass to Big Mama house and you ain't seen your kids in months, years, whatever, on Thanksgiving. Don't. Yeah, I know you hungry, nigga. You know the food is plentiful. Yeah, so you trying to show up, act like you want to be involved in your kids' life. Oh, and another thing. If you plan on proposing, don't do that shit at Thanksgiving. Again,
that's not a good time either?
Again, we trying to eat over here.
So you ain't concerned about nobody doing nothing?
Not concerned about none of that shit, nigga. You do that shit on your own time. I understand.
Everybody
together.
So we can go in and knock this out.
You wait till, at least wait till we after we ate for you to do this. Don't do this shit before we eat. And now it'll turn into a celebration. No, nigga, we celebrating this bounty of food right here. Not your impending marriage.
No, that's not a thing.
Yeah. And then, don't bring, who else ain't invited? All y'all niggas that don't like football. Don't come in here and say, oh, can we watch something else? Motherfucker, no. All right? The TV so stay.
Thanksgiving go with that?
Thanksgiving go with football. Football, Thanksgiving, family, football, feast. All the F's. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So don't come in here and want to watch something else. You know, we don't give a fuck that this Tyler Perry play that you bought or this movie real good. No, Netflix don't even come on that day. All right? You know what I'm saying? Till after we ate. After all the football gone, then you can make a suggestion on football. But other than that, leave it on the damn TV. It just be on football from 12 to the games. Excuse me, to the games come on the NFL Network. You know, because a lot of y'all ain't got that shit. So, you know, but it's on Amazon Prime this year, I do believe. So,
okay.
Who knows? But yeah, man. So that's all. As far as people that's not invited to my personal people, I really don't have nobody that's not invited because you know I don't really deal with people like that to invite people. You know what I'm saying? Now, couple coworkers can't come. You know what I'm saying? You know. He can't come. That's about it, you know.
He said he ain't bringing nothing but his appetite.
Nah, exactly. And that's why your ass gonna stay where you at. You ain't gonna bring shit. You gonna be aggravating. Nah, I wouldn't, you know, plus he's white. I just don't, you know, it'll bring back too many images of Thanksgiving eating with white people. Okay. It'll take me back to the days like, you gonna kill all of us after we get through eating? Is that what's gonna happen?
Just fattening us up.
Yeah, to kill us? So, nah. So, be careful eating with white people on Thanksgiving. I hear they like eating a lot of mashed potatoes. Like, who the fuck eat mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving? That shit weird as fuck to me. Like, and y'all people just talk bad about the goddamn green bean casserole. Hey, I done had a good green bean.
They might not have had a good one.
They ain't had a good one. That shit they show on TV, I ain't never had one look like that. So, I imagine why you want to eat that shit. But the kind my aunt used to make, it ain't look like that. And it was fucking pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So, that's all for who can't come to Thanksgiving. We going to have a top 10 where we're going to talk about some Thanksgiving things, okay. All right? Our main topic of the week, staying in the vein of Thanksgiving. Staying in the vein of giving. Queen Germ, I got to ask you a question. Would you give your spouse, who is me, one of your organs?
It depends on which one, what it is.
I mean, a one that needed me to live, a piece of your lung, whatever. Whatever I needed, would you give me one of your organs?
I got to know what you're going to do with it afterwards.
What you mean I'm putting in my body?
Yeah, I mean, okay, we get that part. That's the obvious. I'm talking about the fact that, okay, so you're a smoker.
Okay.
If you need something that you're going to continue to damage, no, I'm not giving you that shit.
Why not?
Because I know you ain't going to stop smoking. I mean, that's just like saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to go and cut off a piece of my liver to help this person. Nigga. I'm not cutting up pieces of my body, undergoing surgery and all kind of carrying on. Do you know what it takes for you to be a donor? An organ donor?
But like, me and you are matched, though. Because you got the kind that anybody can use. So, yeah. So, if I do need something, I'm coming to you.
But I might not be a match.
What you mean? So, if I need a kidney, you want to give me a kidney?
I had to think about it.
You had to think about it.
Do you not know what happens to a person's body? I might fuck around here and they might give you the good one, and then the one that I keep might go bad because that one there ain't there no more. And then I got a
whole situation. Strong enough to keep you living. We both been dialysis together.
That's not okay.
What you mean?
I mean, like, what I want to be a dialysis for? I never had these problems.
But now, I mean, but you gave up a kidney to your husband, so now you still got me, though.
Okay.
I'm there with you going through dialysis or whatever. So you give me a PCO loan. You would give me a PCO loan.
See, the thing, like I said, if you're going to stop smoking, yes. Yes.
Why I got to stop smoking?
Because that's the reason why we here. I got a new lease on
life. I got a new lease on life. I got a new lung. Good, healthy lung. No smoke in it at all.
That means, again, you now have deprived me of something to keep me alive.
You still going to live? You got good lung.
I get it. I know. But what I'm saying is I'm taking a risk having a surgery to give you what you need to stay alive for you to still be smoking? No, you're not going to do that with my lung. That's my lung.
It's mine. That was in my body.
Bruh.
Once you get it cut out, it's mine. I can do what the fuck I want to.
And that's why it'll stay in mine. Because you're not finna take my parts and just go over here. You finna go and smoke big blunts after
hell
you
hell yeah. Boy, what? As soon as the doctor tell me I'm healed, nigga, I'm rolling up a big ass brand new lung. Ooh, shit. I'll probably just do edibles then. You know, I'll probably start go smokeless. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta do something because you won't get mine. You won't get mine the fuck out
damn.
Of me.
Damn.
Yeah, no.
What about an eye?
Nah, I ain't giving up no eyes.
Why not?
Because you don't need to see.
Why I don't need to see?
Nigga, who died because they couldn't see? Nobody. You ain't died because you couldn't
but,
see.
But
so you don't need that shit to live? So, I'll be your eyes, baby. I will be your eyes. I will tell you, I will give you the most beautiful descriptions of whatever else is going on in the world.
You can just give me one of your eyes and I can see for my damn self. Now, we both be Cyclops walking around as motherfuckers.
We not finna be walking around here looking like...
Hey, we have matching patches. One say his, one say hers.
Nah, nigga.
I'm with him.
You don't want to do that? No, that shit is ugly.
What you mean?
Now, if it was something like...
We both walk around looking like Slick Rick.
Because it ain't no good. Like, what would I'm going to do that for?
What you mean? Why you gonna be stingy? You wanna be the only one seeing this shit.
Why you fucked up two eyes? How?
What
did
if
you
something happened? I was defending you, a nigga threw acid in my eyes. Ah, burn my eyes out. I can't see. You wouldn't give me one of your eyes.
No.
God damn.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, why I'm gonna be walking around here looking fucked up for?
Because like, I would protect you, and I lost an eye protecting you. You can't give me one.
I don't think that's gonna work.
What you mean?
Eyes ain't even compatible, child.
Eyes are compatible.
Not mine. Your eyes are huge.
Eyes are the same size. Don't be fooled. They just protrude more than whatever like that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
It's not good.
So you won't give me an eye?
Now, I definitely won't give you no eye. I'm going to be real with you on that. Now, we're going to have to pass on that. But if it's to keep you alive, yeah, possibly. But not to say, nah, bro. Uh-uh.
Jesus.
Uh-uh. I'm not doing that.
I thought you was a writer.
Yeah, I am. But that's not going to have you dying. Your eyes? That's not a live or die thing. Now, liver, lung,
finger.
You don't body need parts that appendage. Either.
What you mean?
What would you need my finger for?
To type.
Bro, I'll type for you. This shit ain't got the stuff. Now you just talk. Just talk that shit out.
I'm going to do it myself.
Mm-hmm. You are doing it yourself.
So your you want to give me a hand transplant? I lost both my hands. You want to give me one of your hands?
No, because that's not necessary. We're trying to keep you alive. We're
I need a hand.
Bro, you don't need a hand. What you need a hand to do?
A lot of things. You need hands to do a lot of things.
You done lost both your hands?
I lost both of my hands.
Doing what?
I was lighting firecrackers up on July 4th. Blew my shit out. Bow! Blew my fucking hands out. You wouldn't give me one of your hands. Your left hand. I'd take the left. I'd be like, you right-handed. Just give me the left hand.
Because clearly you're not responsible. So that means
I was doing it for y'all, for my family. Nah, I was doing fireworks.
We never wanted to see all that. So no.
The kids said, Daddy, get that big box of fireworks. I said, okay, cool. I did it. I go to light it. Bam! This shit blow both of my fucking hands off, and you want to give me your left hand.
Mm-mm.
That's fucked up.
Because, you know, they got all these prosthetics out here now that look real. We don't need to even do all that. That's like, what would I have a surgery for when you can just get a prosthetic hand?
But I won't. But then I'm with you. You forever. We complete. You the right hand, I'm the left hand.
Nigga, that sound cute, but that's not how that works. I'm not with that.
Fellas, be careful who you marry. Matter of fact, if you're married or in a serious relationship, go ask your person right now. Would they give up an organ if you needed it? A hand, an eye, whatever.
That's not an organ.
I said an organ, then I said or a hand,
okay,
an eye,
come
whatever.
On, come on with it.
You know?
But either way, go and the person ain't wrong. You can't be mad because somebody
I can't
don't
get
want
mad at you, but I'm like, damn.
Down,
but if you ask me that question, you. I would say yes.
And it would be a lie.
What you mean?
It would be a lie.
If you needed a kidney right now, I give it up. If you need a piece of my liver, my kidney's good.
Okay.
My kidney's good. You know how you go to the bathroom? Mine nice and flushed.
I know how much you go to the bathroom, but
I don't drink no liquor. Mine, Mm-mm. No cirrhosis, none of that. My liver is probably whatever a healthy liver
look like. That's you.
That's mine.
Okay, text
now,
me.
Now, lungs now, I would.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I would tell you, like, you might not want these. I mean, you can try, but you can get what you can get. You know, so you might have to scrape some motherfucking.
I'm about to say, you got to rinse them, wrench them off.
Yeah, you might want to soak these motherfuckers, cover them in some wood light or something, goddamn.
Like, other than that.
Yeah, put them in the washing machine, something, you know what I mean? Yeah. But you can get it. You know what I'm saying? You get a piece of my brain if you need it. Whatever to keep you ticking, I'm willing to do it.
But you, okay.
As long as it don't kill me. Okay. And if it do and save you, hey, my duty is done. I know where I'm going.
That sounds real admirable.
I know where I'm going. I'll be looking up at you all the time saying, look, my baby's still out there doing it. Notice I said looking up. But anyway.
Really? So you want to be in hell?
I'm not going to hell. I told you I'm going to be in the middle. I ain't did nothing bad enough to go to hell, but I ain't did nothing good enough to go to heaven. So I'm going to be right there in the middle. With all the rest of the people today ain't good enough to get in heaven, but ain't bad enough to go to hell. We're just going to be stuck in the middle.
Okay.
As they say, waiting in the line at the club. Club music playing. We out in the parking lot.
Okay.
You know, we're just in line. We're standing there for eternity. You know? Well, like I said, check your mate, your spouse, your SO, whatever. Ask them when they give you an organ. And so you can reevaluate your relationship.
Ain't no need to reevaluate it. If people tell you the truth, take the truth is what it is.
Boy, I tell you. Well, it's top 10 time, y'all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Top 10 is where we name 10 things. Sometimes we go from 10 to 1. Sometimes we go from 1 to 10. But it's always 10 things. And this one is 10 things you can only say at Thanksgiving. 10 dirty things you can say at Thanksgiving and get away with it, all right? Are you ready, Queen Jern?
I'm ready.
It's actually 16 of these. I'm going to make it quick. Number 16. You will know it's ready when it pops out. Pops up. Number 15. How long will it take after you stick it in? Number 14. You still have a little bit on your chin. Number 13. I didn't expect everyone to come all at once. Number 12. Do you think you'll be able to handle all these people at once? Number 11. Just spread the legs open and stuff it in. Number 10. Don't play with your meat. Number 9. Just wait your turn. You'll get some. Number 8. It's a little dry. Do you still want to eat it? Number 7. Are you ready for seconds yet? Number 6. I'm in the mood for a little dark meat.
You having a little too much fun with that.
Number 5. That's one good looking spread. Number 4. If I don't undo my pants, I'll bust. Number 3. It's Cool Whip time. Number 2. Tying the legs together keeps the insides moist. And number 1, talk about a huge breast.
Oh my goodness, that was terrible. That was terrible, terrible, terrible.
So, these are all dirty things you can say at Thanksgiving and get away with it.
I can't believe you did that.
Oh man. Just staying in the Thanksgiving spirit.
Yeah,
y'all.
Staying in the spirit. A couple of them were pretty good, though.
Yeah, a couple of them were. Staying, tying the legs together to keep the thing.
I think that was my favorite one. Yeah, I think that was my favorite one.
Whoa, what are we talking about here? Oh, you talking about the bird.
Yeah.
My bad. You know Uncle Johnny be tripping. Well, it's TV talk time. And we've been gone 2 weeks. We have watched Abbott Elementary. Still a stellar show. But that's not what we're going to talk about this week on TV talk. TV talk this week, we watched two movies while we were on break. The first movie we watched was The Woman King. How did you feel about The Woman King, Queen Jern?
It was a great movie. It had lots of action in it. It really did something for me as a woman. I think that is an awesome thing for anybody who has daughters or girls in their life. It's a good motivation for women. I mean, and for anybody, really, because it just gives so much to the strength of a woman and the things that they had to sacrifice to make their, you know, decision to be dedicated to that troop of women to be fighters.
Ogajobis?
You know, Ogajobis? I don't ever pronounce nothing right. So whomever they were, in their respective places. And I thought it was an awesome movie. Awesome, yeah. awesome, all the way around.
Yes. Just to clear up the air, the movie is not about a female fighting force. The town has men and women. They also they have a man army, a woman army, but the it's an elite fighting force. Is the Ogajobi tribe. They have these women fighters that they don't have any men, no emotional attachments, so they don't have any men, children. They are forbid to do that, so they keep their mind clear on the mission. You know what I'm saying? And the movie was about how, you know...
the leader of the group.
The leader, the general of the army, which was played by Viola Davis, she was trying to tell the king, like, hey, we need to get out of the human trafficking business. Because what they would do is, once they got into a fight with somebody, their enemies, whoever they captured, they would give them options. Like, hey, you can either join us, or we'll sell your ass into slavery. You know, so the ones that wanted to join, and the ones that didn't, they got sold into slavery. So she was trying to say, hey, it's a better way we can make money for our people besides selling them into slavery. Even though they're our enemies, they're still us. Yeah. They look like us, and we're selling, you know, them to the white man. He was like, what's going to stop the white man from coming back and getting us?
Yeah.
Like, they going to turn on us eventually.
They want people.
Yeah, they want people. So, to us, it don't matter whether they don't give a fuck if this person from this tribe or that tribe. They just look at him as cargo. And so, you know, that's where that started at.
And then the general found out that she had a daughter.
Yes, one of yes. her girls in the group. Well, she knew she had a daughter.
I mean, yeah, but, she knew she had a daughter. Yeah. She found out that her daughter was one of the girls
yes.
that was in her
one of the people they had captured, you know what I'm saying? And the only reason why she found that out is because she had stabbed him and put a shark's tooth in her wound. And, you know, girl got older, she showed him that. And, you know, and because she knew the girl had a lot of her in her. And she's like, yo, this... You know, and she didn't want to show any favoritism. Yeah, it can't be. She just couldn't believe it. So, please, I'm not going to just talk about the whole movie here. Go out and watch The Woman King. Do yourself a fucking
favor
and watch this fucking movie. It's great. It's a great movie. Now, on to the second movie we watched. We went and saw Black Panther 2. Now, as a black person, you have to go see Black Panther. It's just something you have to do because, you know, people call you out on it. Even though it's a movie made by white people. White studio, white this, white that. It was written and directed by a black guy. Now, some people going to stand on that. Fine with me. But it's not a black movie. It's still Marvel. What did you think about this movie?
Not so good.
The Mid-Panther is what I called it.
Yeah. And I didn't know that's what you call it, but that would be fitting. Mm. I don't want to go out and talk too bad about the show because I understand.
Yeah, I would never do this in mixed company.
I understand the intentions that they had. They wanted to do something to honor Chad Boseman's
legacy.
It was done, I guess, the best they could. I'm left to believe that this was the best they could do, but it was not up to par. Like, the first one, Black Panther, like, it left you wanting a Black Panther too. So, to me, this was a letdown.
Now, I get it. He passed away, untimely passed, and they had to scrap it. But they could have saved it by just recasting T'Challa. They really could have saved this movie by recasting him and having a new T'Challa. I know y'all saying...
this is what they were going to do with it, and they didn't need to. Because, I mean, like, they sank this ship.
I mean, I would have liked to see a recast because, one, he hasn't had that much screen time. So it's not like we were in love with we were in love with him because, you know, he passed away. And I understand it was an emotional decision to just rewrite the story, but it could have been, this wasn't it. If you wanted to make a documentary commemorating him being a Black Panther, do that.
In a separate, yeah.
But you didn't have to waste 3 hours of my fucking time.
That I can never live again.
I mean, now, when you get into the movie was pretty good. The Namor character and all that, the dude with the wings on his ankles and shit.
He was interesting.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you know, him and all his people, like, you know, he runs a whole civilization of millions of people that live underwater. Like, so what is y'all currency? Like, what do y'all do for, like, I'm not a comic person, so this is me as a casual observer talking about this movie. And I know there's some people out there, hardcore Marvel heads out there listening to this, is like pissed off. And, you know, I get it. But as a casual observer, these is what I casually observe. And to be honest with you, this Black Panther 2 movie is not as good as the first one. The first movie was good. It wasn't great. The visual aspects, the cultural representation, yes, amazing. But as far as the movie, I can name 10 Marvel movies better. I can name 10 off the top of my head easily. You know what I'm saying? So, like again, not going to shit on the movie because, I, you know, it might be some white people listening to this. It's a great movie if you white. Great movie. If you white, you hear me? Great movie. You need to go see it. But if you black, it's a mid. I'm going to go ahead and put it up there. And then it was too fucking long.
Yeah, because it don't
it was take too, I was just like, yo, will this movie please fucking end? And then all y'all people out there crying over this movie.
Oh, it's going to make you cry.
It's going to make you cry. No, the fuck
you
did.
Make you cry about what?
I was crying from yawning and my eyes, water coming from my eyes because I was yawning. Like, will this movie hurry up and be over? You know what I'm saying? So.
And like I said, it wasn't terrible. But
It wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. So all y'all people, oh man, this is magical. Y'all fucking lying. Cap. All of y'all with the cap. Stop the cap. Black Panther was not that great. But if you white and you listen to this, Black Panther was awesome. Just going to go out there and say it.
Oh, okay. Mm. That's how it flipped. Just that fast.
Yes. Because I would never in mixed company down talk Black Panther. But if we all here, we all family here, that movie was some mid. Just saying.
Just saying.
Well, it's time to move on to Queen Germ's favorite segment of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBC as we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Germ, who are not classically trained actors, act out situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes we make them up. Now, before we get into this improv, let me let y'all know, we did not study classically. We did not study at Juilliard. Hell, neither of us took an acting class. But every week we come here and we do this for y'all. This week the situation goes like this. Man goes on vacay with his ex. Now, I know you like, make it make sense.
Why would you want to do that?
So let me set the scene, Queen Germ. So this man, he's got a girlfriend currently, right? But him and his girl have been together 3 months. A year ago, him and his ex made plans to go on vacation. And he couldn't get his money back, whatever, whatever. So now he's going on his vacation with his ex, and he's explaining it to his current girlfriend. Queen Germ, are you ready?
I guess so.
Here we go. Action! Hey, babe, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much. How your day going?
My day going great, man. You remember I told you I was going out of town, you know, in a few, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, well, next week I'm going out of town, and I'm going to Cabo. You know what I'm saying? I had planned this trip over a year ago, you know, before me and you got together. And I tried to get my money back, and I can't get my money back, so I got to go on this trip. And I was just letting you know, I mean, it ain't going to be nothing like that. It's just, you know, I didn't want to lose this money. And, you know what I'm saying? So I got to go out of town.
So who you going with? Because you sound like you beating around the bush.
Well, okay. All right. So you remember Keisha, right? My ex I tell you about all the time.
And you shouldn't be telling me about her all
well,
the
time. Well, I mean, I told you, you know, we talked, what about my ex, whatever. So anyway, we had planned a trip while we were still together, right? For, you know, we booked it a year in advance thinking we was going to still be together. But fast forward to now, we're not together. I'm with you. I'm happy and all that. But I got to go on this trip.
Let me stop you right now. Because you ain't happy with me if you still want to go on a trip.
I mean, it's not that I'm not happy with you.
So
it's just
how
that,
much the trip costs? Because I could pay her part, and she can get her money back, and I can go on a trip.
Well,
I don't understand what you got to go with her for.
I'm not. It's not that I have to go with her.
It sounds like you want to.
It's not that I want to. I do want to go on a trip. It's just unfortunate that me and her not together no more. And
but y'all still have a romantic connection.
No, we don't have a romantic connection at all. No, I'm romantically connected to you.
We ain't been together for 3 months.
I get that, but I feel the spark. But as far as this trip, I already paid for the trip. And I can't let this money go down the drain.
So why can't you go with my suggestion, which is to let me go on a trip and she get her money back?
Well, I mean, I can see if that's cool.
Sound like that's what you want to do because it sounds like you want to go to Cabo with her.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it's already paid for, like...
It doesn't matter about who paying for what because if I'm willing to pay her part, she's not losing anything.
Or she's
but
not
losing...
you're
going to lose your girlfriend because if you go on a trip to Cabo, I'm not going to be here when you come
back. But listen, it ain't going to be nothing like that, man.
I don't know that.
She got her situation. I'm in my situation.
Hey, y'all might just want to have a situation with
man, it ain't going to be nothing like that, man. Like, trust me. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't.
I just don't want to lose out on this money.
I don't know you like that.
You do know me.
We've been together for 3 months.
3 months.
3 months is not enough time for me
that's
to know
good,
that you
that's a good amount of time.
Rekindling no flame.
I'm not rekindling no flame.
Then you'll be telling me, oh, yeah, Keisha, I realized that such and such and such. We had this going on.
Me and Keisha would never get back together, man.
It should never be you going on a combo together. Because you're going to a romantic place to do what with a person longer want to be
Look, we're going to be on two different sides of the villa. It ain't going to be nothing like that. I will FaceTime you all the time.
I don't want to FaceTime you because if you're on a trip at Cabo, you should be doing Cabo stuff. You shouldn't be on FaceTime with me.
But I'm just saying, I'm going. going for the trip. I just, I, like I said,
let her take her man.
I mean, if he's willing to give me my money, yeah, that I paid, cool. But if he's not,
oh, then, see, it's cool when she gonna buy you. I said, but it ain't cool
Buy her. I can't speak for her. You know what I'm saying? She might be like, want to go to Cabo her damn self. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, like I said,
it's not like y'all want to go to Cabo.
No.
Because you want to go to Cabo.
She, we wanted when we were together. You didn't want to go to Cabo. But now that we're not together, it's just like, I don't want to lose this money. I paid like $4,000 for this trip.
I don't know why you did that.
Because that's how much it costs to go.
Okay. So you spent money on this broad, but
I spent money on myself. Okay. I didn't pay for her side. She paid for her side.
Okay. If you say so.
So, but if her man is willing to pay me for my money, I'll damn sure stay here. Me and you going to have a good time.
We're going to have to do something because I'm going to tell you now, if you go on a trip, but okay, let's not going to be with you. I'm telling you now, that ain't going down.
I mean, but it's me. Like, I ain't going to do nothing. Nigga,
who is you? Who is you?
What's the problem with me going on this trip?
It's a whole lot of problems because this is your girlfriend. You done
fucked her before. Ex-girlfriend. We didn't have sex. We were celibate. Come on, bro. We were celibate.
Who you telling me? We done fucked in 3 months.
I mean, hey, I'm glad we did. But I mean, but me and her, we never did that.
Uh-huh. So you want me to believe that?
I mean, it's the truth. We were celibate. We were going to church.
So you practices. Was hoping what? You was hoping you were going to fuck on Cabo?
That when I made the initial yes, I was hoping maybe this would be our first time.
Interesting. So now y'all going to the place that you want to fuck in.
But it's not. But okay. It's not like that.
So
no
now
more.
I'm supposed to believe that that's what.
I don't even look at her like that.
Okay, but you did.
Did past tense. Interesting. Yes, but now that you came in my life, you told me that what I wanted in her, like you made me see you way more awesome girl than her. You
know I know that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So why would I risk what being you have for that? Makes no sense.
Yeah, but you're willing to risk it because you're going to college.
But I mean, at least I told you about this trip. The whole you've known you about this trip.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me nothing about who you was going with. So I mean, I didn't ask a whole lot of questions because we was just getting to know each other. So why I'm gonna be worked up about that? Now I'm feeling you, and now you want to go run off on the other side of the world talking about you want to fuck abroad.
I didn't want to say I want to fuck abroad. I just say I want to go take just my trip.
Yeah.
Like maybe one day me and you go to Cabo also.
No, I will never want to go to Cabo. If that's where you went with a bitch that you want to fuck.
I don't want to. No, see, you keep saying I want to fuck. I don't want her. It was when we were together.
Yeah, when you were together. You said you
were. But now we're not together no more.
So now that y'all ain't together no more, you think that I think that you no longer want to.
I don't. Have you seen her lately? I saw her on Facebook. She don't even look the same.
And you looking her up.
No. She came with my suggestions.
You interested?
We have mutual friends.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. Yes.
You once were mutual friends. So yes. Therefore, you're like, what do you want?
I just want you to trust me, man.
It's too early to be trusting people. It's too early.
Let me earn your trust by going on this trip and showing you that I can do this.
Okay. Go ahead. Do whatever you want to do. Just know that you won't do me when you come back.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. So, Queen Jern, you would not let that go down like that?
Nah, bro.
Come on, man.
A nigga of mine?
But what if he said, like, it's a trip you made in advance, so you're just going to lose the money?
You're going to lose the money. That's how you show me that you love me. Lose that money. Lose that money because you ain't going with... You're not going? Sell that shit to the nigga for a discounted price. Whatever you got to do, but you won't be going and still being my man when you come back.
My name on the ticket. I can't just transfer the ticket like that. I either got to lose the money.
Lose it.
Damn. That's a tough world out here. Tough, tough world. Mm. If y'all like those topics, man, send one in, man. We'll act it out for y'all. Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics around here. Right here, we read rap lyrics. When we read them in an office voice, a professional voice, accent. Whatever kind of voice you want to read them in, just make sure you read the damn lyrics. That's been so long that I forgot who turn it was. And it's my turn to read some lyrics.
It's yours, baby.
So I'm going to go ahead and go with them like this. I'm tired of selling bricks. I want to go legit. I wonder, can I sell 11 mil like 50 cent? Because platinum ain't enough. I got too many vices. I love to smoke weed, love to shoot dices. Say my lifestyle is extravagant. I talk cash shit. Bitches say I'm arrogant. Well, goddamn Gucci cocky then. But at the same time, young hoes be jocking slim. Gucci ain't shit. Bitch, I beg your pardon. I'm independent, but I'm ballin' like a major artist. I stay high like giraffe pussy. In my trap house, smoking bubble cushy. That was the ghetto laureate known as Roderick Davis, better known as Gucci Mane, with his smash hit Trap House off his first album. You gotta love old school Gucci. That's that bagging up music. When you hear that old Gucci, make you just want to take a pound, throw it on the table, and put it in little bags or something. Not that I ever done that, or that I or saying someone needs to do that, but I'm just saying that's what it makes you want to do. Well, it's HBCU confessional time. HBCU confessions. When I go to the HBCU confessional Twitter and grab some and show them the Queen Germ. And this one goes a little something like this. This is not a college kid, but it's a confessional that I think Queen Jern wants to hear. Mm. It says, my husband of 5 years and I let my gay best friend move in with us 4 months ago after his parents kicked him out when he came out the closet. Fast forward to last week. I came home from working a night shift as a nurse to find them sleeping in my bed, butt naked together. When confronted, they insisted it's not what it seems. But since then, I view everything differently. My hubby's got a big, thick booty and his walk has changed. Plus, my gay boy best friend is known in these streets as a total top. We even joked in the past about him being called the booty slayer. Am I overanalyzing or has my hubby been getting his cheeks clapped? And if so, what do I do? I never married to get divorced. Queen Jern, react.
Stay married, but your husband is gay. Because ain't no straight man laying in the bed naked, ain't laying in the bed, period. The niggas ain't laying in the bed together. I don't know grown men who brothers laying in the bed together. So I damn sure know a nigga who ain't trying to fuck ain't laying in a bed with another nigga naked.
It's not what it looked like, though. They were in the bed butt naked, but it's not what it looked like.
So she's slow. She's slow.
She said since then, she been looking at things differently.
That the nigga got a big ass. He probably been had a big ass because he ain't just started fucking your homeboy. He been fucking other niggas. Niggas been fucking him however it was going. So, honey, you slipping on your game. This is why people like that, that's how you discover things. Because clearly, if your man done had a whole romantic involvement with your house guest, the man was already down for that kind of carrying on. Mm. That man ain't just knock on the door and say, hey, I want to see what's popping in here tonight. No, that's not what was happening.
It's a little cold in my room. Can I sleep in here with you tonight?
Butt naked.
Oh, well, you know, before I lay in the bed, I just want you to let you know I sleep butt naked.
Okay, well,
I sleep butt naked too. Come on. Oh, okay. Well, come on, get in the bed.
Like, that's not what niggas are doing.
And this ain't the first time they slept together in that bed. They just got caught. This is the first time they got caught.
Yeah.
They been doing that.
They used to be comfortable out before, behavior. They used to be out the nigga disrespectful. Before you got home.
Yeah, the nigga disrespectful. He laid up. It was good that night. Uh-huh. They both fell asleep in the bed.
They couldn't move.
See, what you should have did was smelled around.
Really?
You see your husband's butthole gaping, you would have known what was going on, but you didn't. You know what I'm saying?
Didn't pay no attention.
You didn't pay nothing.
I'm just like, man, please. The yeah, wilding.
That's wild right there. So shout out to all y'all.
That's how I tell people. Ma'am, I don't have people around my house.
Ma'am, your husband's gay, okay?
Because every time y'all...
Nobody marries to get divorced.
Nobody does. You wouldn't do it if that was the end game.
So,
but hell, you got to get a divorce. It happens. I can tell you now, there are rules and regulations people want to say about what stipulations the Bible say and whatever else got going on with y'all believing. It's some stipulations in there that tell you, it's some things that you can get out of it for.
Yes, sir.
And your man was never your man if he's somebody else's man.
If he getting his cheeks clapped, you can get out of it.
I can promise you got bigger fish to fry than worry about. Yes, sir. If he your man, you better go to the people clinic. And make sure your shit is all right. And then you go ahead about your merry way, baby girl.
I ain't hear nothing. Y'all been married 5 years and no kids yet? Wonder why.
Yeah. Yes.
So if you like confessions like that, go check them out on Twitter. What's Keep It 100 time, Queen Jerm? Do you have a Keep It 100?
Yes. My Keep It 100 this week is I'm trying to be nice to the people. Trying to, people tell me I need to diversify my friend group and people that I associate myself with, and this is why I can't deal with some of you people. Now, I need people who decide that they want to be in interracial relationships, you want to have kids with whoever you want to have kids with, all of that is all well and good. But please, do not lump us into the same circle.
100.
Because you happen to be of one nationality. I am of another nationality. Just because your children have a black parent, i.e. a black daddy, they ain't the same as me. They ain't the same as my kids. They're not. And you, my friend, the line is drawn with you because you are not the same. You are the parent of a black kid. You are not black. So certain shit You can't say. You can't say nigga. Oh, just because I got biracial kids, what the fuck? And you having biracial kids has nothing to do with this. You are still white. You have privilege. You say nigga, that hurts. That offends. You're not in the circle. You're not in the family. You're not in the network of folk that can say nigga freely. So please, we are not the same. So your kids did not qualify you as a black person, a nigga token card person. You are not one of those people. We are not the same. So please don't play with me. That's my key to 100.
Well, my key 100 go a little something like this, man. Clout chasing knows no bounds.
100.
Over this 2-week break we had, I saw a lot of cloudy shit. And when I say cloudy, I'm not talking about cloudy like the sky. I'm talking C-L-O-U-T-Y, clouty. One was B. Simone coming out saying she don't take a shower every day. B. Simone, you work out too fucking much. You're fucking lying. You just wanted the people talking about you. You wanted, you know, dialogue about, you know, what's the point of celebrities coming out saying they don't wash? Like, that just makes no sense.
I mean, what is going to be the benefit of that?
And she's fucking lying. That's what I'm saying. Because the same day she came out and said she don't wash, her and Desi Banks did a skit about her not washing. I think it's all bullshit. Then you got 21 Savage out here making his comments about Nas. You know, talking about Nas ain't irrelevant. He just got a good fan base. What?
And who said that?
21 Savage. Sir, you just did an album with Drake. If you didn't do all the shit with Drake, nobody would be checking for you, 21 Savage. Let's look at your album sales versus the album sales that you do with Drake. Come on. Now, who's relevant or not? Then, you got My Son. My Son, he said he's boycotting Nikes, and then they asked him, well, are you going to give away all your Nikes that you got? He was like, nah. I'm not giving them away because...
But he boycotted Nike for what, though?
Exactly. I want to read exactly what he said. I want to read exactly what this motherfucker said, because this was some dumbass shit. The motherfucker, he's talking about boycott Nike, and let me get to it. And it just don't make no sense. Okay, this is what My Son said. The same way you wouldn't give someone spoiled food that's gone bad, it's the same way I won't give the Nikes I have away to the less fortunate. The brand has gone bad and is spoiled. Giving them away is merely transferring the energy that I'm working on eliminating. Hashtag fuck Nike, hashtag stand on it. Now, sir, sir.
And who is this person?
He's a rapper that's turned activist and shit. Sir, giving them shoes away to the less fortunate nigga don't give a fuck about the goddamn the band or whatever what you call it, when you're going against somebody, the protest. They don't give a fuck. I need shoes on my feet.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's cold outside. I'm walking around. My shoes got holes in them. You think I give a fuck that these shoes are made at a sweatshop or whatever Nike, whatever views they have?
Issue you got, you
nigga,
know.
The hungry nigga don't give a fuck. Oh, nah, this you think the gay nigga that's hungry, that's a homeless, he give a fuck that you gave him Chick-fil-A? No, nigga, he ain't gonna turn it. Oh, that's Chick-fil-A? Oh, nah, they don't like the gays. No, nigga, he gonna eat that shit.
Yeah, because he's hungry.
Thank you. So, My Son, stop it. It makes no fucking sense. Sometimes you niggas are too woke for your own good. And that's my keeping 100. Winner, loser time, Queen Germ. Do you have any winners?
I guess my winner this week is going to be Jay Leno.
Winner.
Because he is recovering. He seems to be back up in, you know, good health after his explosion. He had an explosion trying to work on a car. And it blew up and caught on fire or whatever. But he had to be rushed to the hospital. He had to have a whole lot of extensive surgery done because of the, you know, burns that he suffered. But now he's up, walking, laughing, telling jokes. So he is definitely a winner because he is still amongst the living.
Hey, of the unalive. No, he's what you can't say dead on TikTok, so you got to say unalive.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I'm like, oh.
Yeah. So my winner is CNN.
Winner.
Why CNN my winner? They have banned Don Lemon for drinking on air on New Year's Eve. Now, if you've been watching New Year's Eve the last couple years, Don Lemon has been smiz. And when I say smiz, this nigga been drunk as fuck, wilding out, cussing, doing all kind of crazy shit on air. So they say, hey, man, none of that this year. We want you to be professional. And I congratulate CNN for not letting this man wild out on TV again this year. Because the shit has been hilarious the last couple years. He has been winning New Year's Eve with his actions. But this year, we're going to see a sober Don. Well, they say drinking on air. So he might still be drunk when he show up.
But he ain't gonna
be sipping while he's doing this shit.
Doing all that at the job.
So, Quinn, you ain't got any losers?
Yes, my loser this week has to be the Pennsylvania Beyond Meat plant.
Loser.
It has been found that they have mold and other types of bacteria that is growing in unsanitary conditions. Now, y'all want to be running around here trying to convince people to go and do all of this here foolishness about their meat choices or not having meat choices, all this substituting. Beyond Meat plants, they're getting scared now because the word is getting out. Y'all thought because it wasn't meat, y'all could play around with that shit a different type of way. Them things got different. They got particular ways of handling and storage. Make sure you follow the rules. You won't have these problems. But right now, the Pennsylvania plant is getting shut down until they can get their shit up to code. So that area of the country, Beyond Meat supply is getting cut off.
Well, hey, they say, hey, all this shit going at the meat plants. Well, we can't get away with some of this shit. Y'all cutting up sick cows and all this bacteria and shit. Like, what makes us any goddamn different? Let us get some of that y'all bad press.
It's a quality substitute.
They're going to have impossible mad cow disease. Exactly. Have impossible bird flu.
Plants and things got infected. So, hey, get it together.
My losers, all the vegans trying to get people to try their versions of food this week at Thanksgiving.
Loser.
Now listen, vegan, I support y'all and what y'all do. But Thanksgiving ain't a time for you to bring us some, this is vegan mac and cheese. Or no new shit. This is vegan this, vegan that, vegan turkey, vegan ham, vegan. Look, this motherfucking Thanksgiving, all right? It is all about excess.
The meats.
Bring it on. Sit this one out, vegans, or y'all have y'all vegan Thanksgiving over there with a room full of vegans. Don't you try to convince us that we shouldn't be eating this bullshit. Niggas don't want to hear that shit, all right? We don't want to hear it. We came to eat the ribs, the turkey, the ham, the chicken, whatever you got.
I'm coming for all the calories.
Yes. We want to make sure that them greens are seasoned good with some smoked meat, whether it's ham hock, turkey necks, whatever the fuck it is, we want it.
We want it.
All right? So y'all stop that shit, okay? Stop it. Don't do it. Not this week. Mm-mm. Not this week.
Don't play around with nobody food.
Don't do it. Don't you experiment now, you vegans. Mm-mm. Now I'm giving y'all grace.
Not experiment either.
I'm just saying. You know, niggas want to goddamn. I seen something today. Niggas had like the niggas smoked some turkey legs. Then he put them in like the chicken broth and cooked them some more till they was falling off the bone. He shredded all the meat. Well, he took all the meat off the bone. Put all like filler with it and shit, patted it back on the bone, breaded it, deep fried it. It was like, dog.
Wicked. That had
too much wicked. Fucking work. Too much goddamn work. And don't you try, hey, I put a video up. The nigga took a can of cream of chicken soup, added some water to it, stirred it up, put some seasoning, some dark meat turkey in it. He put a boiled egg in that motherfucker, some pimento seasoning, whatever that is. And he called it gravy. Nigga, that's soup. You just took a can of soup and add water to it. That ain't never turned to gravy.
No.
So be careful, people. People going to be trying all kinds of shit this week. Stick to the basics. I don't want your motherfucking chicken that's infused with macaroni and cheese. I don't want your mac and cheese and sweet potato pie. That shit look disgusting. I mean, the idea, I get it, but no. No, it's still a pie with macaroni and cheese and sweet potato pie. I know.
And I saw somebody. I'm praying that they was playing, but it was something about they had collard green pie, and they had them mix the stuff up, and it was in a pie shell. So I don't know, but it looked nasty.
Hey, I just know. Oh, and another thing, I don't want to see a picture of your plate on Thanksgiving. We all eating the same goddamn food, okay? Unless you're doing something super different for Thanksgiving, I don't want to see a plate of your turkey, ham, greens, macaroni, cheese, dressing, cranberry sauce. I don't.
Yeah, same stuff over here.
Same stuff over here. Okay?
I mean, y'all might get a duck, some lamb, whatever, but it's still.
I don't want to see a plate. Meat, keep your potatoes, fucking plate rice, to yourself. Yeah. I don't want to see that fucking shit. Don't show me your goddamn plate. Don't. Because everybody eating the same fucking thing.
Pretty much.
So don't do it. All right?
Yeah.
I rest my case. Well, Queen Jern, look like we ran through all the topics. We back. Doesn't feel like we missed a beat. You know what I'm saying? And I know the people out there like, motherfucker, y'all niggas gone a week. It don't feel like it. So, it's that time of the show where I ask you, Queen Jern, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Well, my shout outs go a little something like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, Bitch, RT3, my nigga J Will, Stack Statics, MJ Money 9S, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Nanita, Sleazy the Black Farmer, anybody over that site to fucking with the kid, that Doc Claw and all the gang. Let me see. No Ma'am Gang. You got Dom and all the crew. Shout out to them. The Black Pod Squad. The Black Pod Squad. Yeah. So you got 12 Cow, 12 Cow Podcast. You got Eclectic and the EDP. You got Corey Dos Equis, I'm Something Else, the Power Lunch Hour. You got Pork L, Miss Minnie Meeks, the Cool Out Corner. You got Uncle Dolomite, Too Much Game. You got the Mad Static and the Beats, Rhymes, and Body Slams. You got Dr. Bracer Network. That's the Black Pod Squad, Dr. Cam, Long Live K-Law, the truck driver. You know what I'm saying? Black Pod Squad, please check us out. A lot of good podcasts. You know, give you something to listen to. If you like the Frocast, you'll like everybody on this list. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there like that. Mm-hmm. Shout out to any other podcasts that deal with us. So you got WV Uncommon Place. You got Jay from the Cognac Room. You got Mario, the Sound of My Voice. You got...
Did you say Pork in them?
I said them, that's Cool Out Corner.
Oh, my bad.
Mind Trigger is anybody else is affiliated with Toxic Sunday. We thank you. We do a service on Instagram every Sunday at 11:30. Please come check in.
When they ask, should be in church.
We are doing service. We do our version of church on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you ever miss a Sunday from the brick and mortar church, come join us for Toxic Sunday. You will enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? We have a nice service, you know. Bring your problems to the altar. We donations. If you need help money-wise, put your Cash App up there. Somebody might bless you. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you never know. You know what I'm saying? Toxic Sunday, check us out, 11:30 on Instagram. 12 Kyle came this last Sunday. He said, what kind of foolishness is this?
Yeah.
He said, I just got out of church and this shit right here.
It's not okay. It is not of God.
So please, please, check us out. any other podcast to fuck with us. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, another show is in the books. Queen Jerome, don't do that right now, girl. You get me excited. Another show in the books, Queen Jerome. It's time to rate your show, man. What you give me a show?
Thinking about all I've been through.
Mm.
But I know that I have to hold my head up high.
You have to.
I can't stay here.
Yes.
But for so long.
Mm.
Anybody who knows my feeling to just miss the mark, be so close but yet so far away.
Ooh, Lord.
I must say, just when I do a little self-reflection, I'm going to lay it all out here on the recording.
Lay it out.
So... I feel a lot better now.
Amen.
And see? I have to rate my show a 9.
A 9. See, that's what that toxic Bible. See, that toxic Bible study got to you. The word got to you. The spirit got in you. The toxic spirit got in you. You let those toxins out, okay. And now you are free.
Okay, sir.
Well, as far as my rating goes, we had a great season this year. Highs, lows, all of that. We were so close. So close. I mean, and to see that robbed, to see us get robbed like that, it made me only think of one number. And the number is 8. Because Kobe wore 8.
Mm.
And 4-2 is our record. And 4 times 2 is 8. Yeah. So I'm going to give my show an 8. Well, Queen Germ, it's like we did. We did the ratings. We did the shout outs. We did the thing. It's time to close this thing on out and say, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe to the Frocast. Go to Frocast.com, listen to the show. Don't forget about our voicemail. You call in at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar by going to nappyafro.club. Don't forget to buy a fucking shirt, bitch. Hey, I ain't forgot to tell y'all because I told y'all. The Frocast shirt, new Frocast shirt is in the stores. Nice shirt.
Quality.
Gotta say it's a nice shirt. Nice design. You know what I'm saying? Check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Go to store.nappyafro.com. Look up the Frocast shirt. It's a dope shirt, in my opinion. Not because I helped design it. You know what I'm saying? But it's a dope shirt. Yeah. I think it is. I think it is.
Character of me on there.
Yes, you got Queen Germ on the shirt. You got King Germ on the shirt. You know what I'm saying? You got Be Easy on the shirt. Like, what else do you want? You got the Frocast right there. Three the hard way. You know what I'm saying? The three-headed monster. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. You got him there. That's why the shirt called No Evil. Because you can't get evil when you're on the Frocast.
You can't?
No.
Okay.
No, we're not. We love over here. We all about love.
All about love.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, on behalf of everyone here at the Nappy Afro Studios, I have to say it's your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Damn, what were my fucking manners?
I mean,
my grandma looking down at me like, nigga, I taught you better than that. And if you don't celebrate Thanksgiving,
it's nothing to not celebrate.
Start this week. Yeah. This would be your first Thanksgiving.
You got something to be thankful for.
Everybody got something to be thankful for.
You can get up.
I'm thankful for the Frocast. It saved my marriage, according to my wife.
Mm-hmm. I about to say, nigga, don't play no games with me.
What you mean? Peace. We out.
Yeah, we out.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com